USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has a message about the economy as the coronavirus crisis continues.
Deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast, Powell says the outbreak could lead to a prolonged recession and weak economy. He says the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage. Republicans are blocking Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's attempt to get the CDC guidelines on reopening the country released. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana is accusing Democrats of trying to get CDC bureaucrats to shutter the economy.
He's really trying to let career regulators and agencies like the CDC bog down the economy again with bureaucratic hurdles.
Democrats arguing that the White House is going against some of the CDC guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Disney's CEO is talking about some of the changes you'll see at the Magic Kingdom once they reopen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
You can expect to see face masks along with Mickey and Minnie Mouse ears when Disney parks reopen. Disney's CEO Bob Chapek telling NBC in an interview yesterday that social distancing and masks for guests and the cast are likely going to be required for the foreseeable future. Disneyland in Southern California and Disney World in Florida have been closed since March because of the pandemic, and there's still no word on when they might open.
Simon Property Group, the country's biggest mall owner, wants to reopen malls as quickly as possible, but some local politicians and officials are pumping the brakes on easing social distancing orders during the coronavirus pandemic. Simon had to delay plans to reopen four malls in Indiana and upstate New York after criticism from local politicians. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Actor Matthew McConaughey is spreading an important message of hope during the coronavirus crisis. McConaughey, along with producer Roy Spence, have been creating PSAs that remind everyone that the pandemic is not about politics. McConaughey joins Fox News and reminds everyone,
I could feel that this united purpose we all have as Americans to beat this enemy and this virus, that purpose got hijacked a bit by partisan politics. And all of a sudden the narrative became, if you want to go to work, you're on the far right. If you don't want to go to work and you want to stay home, you're on the far left. And now even the mask wearing is getting politicized, where if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, you're a liberal, and if you don't, you're a conservative. And that's just not true. So this created a false divide, sort of two wars in America, an us versus them war and an us versus the virus war. And, you know, if we try to fight both of those wars, we're going to lose both of them. But if we try to fight the one against the virus, which is the one we should be fighting, then we're going to beat it.
And when it comes to wearing or not wearing a mask, if you're heading out in public, McConaughey says,
Please wear a mask. I haven't heard any science that says that is not a good idea. And I hope we wear a mask as a badge of honor and not something that we feel like somebody told us we had to wear that takes away our identity. I think wearing a mask is not propaganda. I don't think it's partisanship or politics.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com/USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.